Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us for this next episode of Chill. This is Tawny Thompson.
Joined by Tony Cheek.
We are coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players.
Theater of the Mind Players is a live streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you want the full experience, please feel free to visit us on YouTube or join us live on Twitch.
This time around, we are playing a spooky monster hunting RPG called Chill. This will be the third edition coming from Growling Door Games. And all of our PCs are members of a monster hunting organization called Chill. Please enjoy as we try to hunt the unknown.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for everybody who stuck with us through our commercial break. We are back. We are Theater of the Mind Players, and we are playing Chill RPG right here on Halloween Sunday weekend, where our envoys are trying to stop the reopening of a cursed Carnival Island to the grand public. But before we get back to the story, I wanted to ring the gong, because we had our 50th follower join us on the stream and to follow Theater of the Mind Players, and we really, really appreciate that. We also ask that if you've been enjoying our show here tonight, to definitely follow Theater of the Mind Players on Twitch or Instagram or Twitter, preferably on Twitch.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook, preferably on Twitch. Because you'll get watch us continue to explore a variety of different RPGs. That's kind of one of our mission statements, is that we like to play RPGs outside of... everybody knows Dungeons & Dragons. Everybody knows Pathfinder. And we are looking to play the games that are outside of those realms, because there are a ton of great RPGs out there. I am an RPG designer, and I love finding these games and featuring these games. And I'm very lucky and very happy to have a group of... players who also love learning a bunch of different games as well, too.
Diversity, so, motherfucker!
That's right. So,
it's a nice voice.
Speaking of die, we cut back to the hotel room of the envoys, where Sage has returned from his unusual encounter with Corey Burgess, who is the grandnephew of the original owner of Carnival Island, who is apparently the motivating force behind the reboot. No, that's not the reboot. I guess the reboot of Carnival Island, which was a tourist island in the 1950s that had a mysterious fire on Halloween, because that's never a terrible thing, to Carnival Island, a spoopy theme park island that's opening in 2 days for Halloween here in 2018.
Too spoopy for you.
Also, he's a mermaid.
So that's how we open, is that's Clark's first theory, is that...
So, Doc, do all people need to breathe underwater?
Sage.
Mermaid.
No.
They're real, right?
So, I've never run into a mermaid.
But that doesn't mean that they're not real, though, right?
But...
Do I know anything about...
Is it a mermaid?
If we're thinking about an amphibious person that can... breathe underwater and on land.
Go ahead and give me a... Go ahead and give me a research roll, sorry.
There's no reason that they would have to sit in the water.
So he's like one of those duck boats.
I got a 70 out of 70.
I feel like there's a missed opportunity that you guys are going to fight a haunted duck boat. I may have to modify my notes during our next commercial.
So guys,
break.
I have a shotgun. It's a duck, right?
Oh no!
That's its secret weakness. Is that no matter how big of a duck boat it is,
no matter how big of a duck it is,
the haunted duck boat. Yeah.
The guy assured me that the chicken wire would hold back a duck.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Was it duck wire?
Was he having any trouble breathing outside of the water?
Not that I could tell. He had trouble remembering and not looking creepy. But
okay, that is interesting. I don't think do we have any record of ghosts that perhaps need to be in water or possessions that we want to think about?
Can ghosts be corporeal, as in they seem, you know, physically all there?
The answer to all these questions, Lore Master, is yes. Yes, there yes, there are mermaids for real. Yes, there are ghosts that
need water.
That need water, and yes, there are ghosts that have a that can be physically touched.
He's not a fucking mermaid.
How old Eugene was when he died, and what he looked like?
Oh, bitch.
It's a good question. He was probably in his according really to good. Like. This is the easy one to remember. I'm going to roll for it. He would have been a lot older.
Okay, so he's not the same person.
He's not the same person.
He could still be possessing him, though. That wouldn't stop him from possessing him at all.
But what would that have to do with the water-faced stick-and-mermaid-band thing?
Well, do you know, like, Eugene disappeared. We don't know if he... Apparently, died in the water, or...
He was murdered.
Maybe he was drowned.
According to...
Maybe he was drowning just trying somebody to improve is a his form lung of murder. Capacity.
How long was he underwater?
Yeah, how long did you stay and watch it? Dunked under... Like, dunked, it was his head
dunked. Did you have a nice little voyeuristic
you
journey?
You did roll really well. So,
hey,
you
could have no king shaming here.
No. All right, fine.
Four minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
King shaming is my king.
Fair enough. So, if you stick around long enough, I'm assuming you stuck around long enough to verify that he didn't, like, you know, go. Yeah. So, what I want you to actually do is to give me a trauma check because that's weird. Isn't it?
A little weird.
So, when the envoys run into situations that where weird stuff happens, like blood on the walls, yada, yada, yada. They have to deal with trauma checks. And trauma checks are basically how well they handle the various creepy aspects of their thing. So what he has to do is roll underneath his willpower.
Which you did.
You adopted my accent.
Pull out my... Only for trauma checks.
He's
pull out my handy-dandy trauma check.
Oh, he's practicing.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry. Resolve check is what they're technically called. So that was going to be a minor... Excuse me. Trauma. Actually, no. That was going to be a superficial trauma. Or distressed, which means that by succeeding, you don't actually lose any willpower. Because, like, that's weird, but...
You saw a baby centipede.
Yeah. A centipede baby?
Centipede baby. Can we stop talking about that exceptionally traumatic event, guys?
For those of you who might want to see firsthand what the centipede baby is all about, you're going to want to check out our first run, episode one of the Chill Run called...
A Lamp Gone Dark.
A Lamp Gone Dark, which I wrote. And, as a matter of fact, it is available on the Growling Door Games website as a free case that you can use to run... for Chill, along with several other cases by some very talented authors who all have some really creepy stuff. We've mostly done cases off the website for our entire run here, and tonight is actually our first sort of original-ish, because it's based on an earlier adventure, but either way, now that I put the audience to sleep... So you stuck around long enough to verify that he wasn't just holding his breath. What's your next step? Sorry.
So I would say at this point, we should definitely go talk to Captain Willie. He might have a boat too that we could go take to Carnival.
He probably knows about mermaids too.
Clark, I really don't think it's a mermaid.
It's a merman.
He ain't got no tail.
Ariel didn't for a while either.
Well, yeah, but
could
she
I see
also
his feet under the robe?
Gave up her voice for a man, and we don't. Yes. We're not here for that. All right, so we're going to Captain Willie.
Captain Willie.
Okay, so that's going to take you into the next morning because I'm assuming you're not going to the closed tattoo parlor at midnight.
Is that open at midnight?
It's not open at midnight.
What kind of tattoo parlor is this?
Then maybe we should hit up Scarica.
Yeah,
and visit her at midnight in her hotel room.
way less creepy. Yeah, way less creepy. Maybe she's in the hotel bar.
Billy just sprays a bunch of cologne.
Sorry, this is Adele's resort.
Oh,
maybe
my God,
she's
it's the...
in a hotel bar.
So, you're heading to talk to Captain Willie?
Yes, unless okay. we want to... Check out.
Let's keep with that, and you make your way to the the website is the Growling Door Games website, Smoking Joe 8. That's Growling Growling Games Games .com or GrowlingDoorGames.com is where it's at. Otherwise, just Google a chill 3rd edition RPG and it should come up. Yeah, right there. Oh, hey!
Oh, yeah, good call.
Look at you using an actual visual aid. But Techmaster Brad also just put a hot link in the chat. So thank you very much, Techmaster Brad.
It was a hot link.
Help me.
It's the only way I like them.
I prefer my Franks.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay.
So Captain Willie.
Yeah, so heading out to Captain Willie's, you know what? I am having meditated upon it a little further. You're right. Why is there... Like, there's a part of me that says because a tattoo parlor in the Dells probably would be closed at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Especially in October.
Yeah, especially in October.
Especially because Willie is basically... past retirement age.
But do you think he opened it up special this weekend because he knows that there's
Wouldn't he want to be shut down even more?
That's a good question.
We haven't talked to Willie about anything.
I think you do get there in the late morning the next day. That means you still have 2 days until the actual park opens. Like, it's actually supposed to open at midnight on October 31st because they're clearly leaning into the woo element of this whole thing. Yeah. So you make your way into Lake Delton, which is a small tourist town here in Wisconsin. You are the first ones to arrive at... 10 a.m. when Captain's Tattoos opens. There's a charming young woman who opens the door. She is in her early 20s. She has clearly partaken of whatever employee discount that has occurred because she's got some gorgeous sleeve tattoos and some neck work and the green shave on one side, sort of a long hair look. Mm-hmm. And she answers the door and she's like, I've never had a group of people in here before.
We are looking to get matching tattoos.
Does Safe have a logo?
It does, actually. It is the Indalo, which is the little...
Oh, the little dude.
The little dude man.
The little dude man.
The little dude man that is on the chips. So.
And on the bottom corner of the character sheets.
Are we actually going to get matching tattoos?
If none of us get run out of the shop.
That one. That little dude, if you could see it. That one.
Everybody's showing dudes.
That's a different kind of live stream.
Different kind of live stream.
Oh, for mature audiences only.
What? Our audiences are mature.
I'm absolutely going to do this every time now. I wish you'd think. 51 viewers. 51 followers. Okay. Brad's like, not near my microphone, you jerk.
Yeah. Next near me.
Maybe I'll just go, ding.
Yeah.
It's a very small tattoo shop. It has the table in the middle. And it has, like, all the artwork displayed on the walls. And the woman identifies herself as... Excuse me. Carla. So you're looking to get matching tattoos of the... you're looking to get matching tattoos? Is this for any special occasion?
We're here. We just opened up a collaborative project a year ago, and it's been about a year. So we just wanted to commemorate.
Oh, that's we own a small bar in Milwaukee. It's really fun.
Oh, what's it called?
The Haunt.
I love that place.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
You guys own the Haunt? Yeah. Oh my god, I love that place. It is so, like, it's so much fun, and but it's still like it's fun, but it's not like cheap touristy. It's you know.
We can get you some free beer tokens if you give us heavy discounted tats.
This is not my first tattoo rodeo, okay? I'm absolutely into it.
I'm just here for moral support.
Oh, no, you're getting a tattoo. If we're all getting
You're going to be the one lame dude that's not getting a tattoo.
You can put it on your butt.
Here's the thing. I was going to say, let's put it on his ass cheek.
Here's the thing. I have a phobia.
Oh.
And it's of needles.
Got it. All the more reason to get over it right now. Put it on your butt.
We'll morally support you, Nate.
But I'm here to morally support you.
Do you do henna?
You can do henna.
We can do it. It's fine.
I mean, we can physically hold it down.
I do henna. Captain Willie doesn't make it
I want the Willie on me.
Oh, okay. Well,
I am disgusted.
Oh, boy.
Well, he usually doesn't roll in here until after lunch.
Oh, so what do you guys, you do, like, appointments or something in the morning, or?
Well, I mean, so, here we don't really necessarily need appointments. I mean, we tend to get, like, most of the people who come through here are people who work the attractions or people or like truckers or things like that. Like nobody says, let's go to the Wisconsin Dells to get a tattoo. Like
we did.
Well, except for you guys, and that's okay. We accept walk-ins, but if you want Willie to work on you, since he's been around for so long, like he has a reputation, and so getting work from him, that probably you probably want to set an appointment for. And I think we might have an opening in, I want to say, like March.
Darn. Well, let's go.
Could we like?
I mean, he'll be in the shop.
Could we come
in
here and like chat with him later, though, like to talk about the tattoos and like make sure that he's cool with the designs and like that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, look, you guys, I will tell him how much I love your place, and you know, like, and plus because I'm his granddaughter, I think that you know he better listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you know if there's like a breakfast place Norm hangs out at? Because I figure if he comes in late every day, maybe he could squeeze us in early.
He just likes to roll in at noon. Like, he's so old. He has his own schedule, and he's not, you know, he does what he wants to do.
How old is he?
Well, let's see. He was 18 years old when the island burned down. So
what happened there?
Yeah, that's a big talk around town right now with that new thing.
Oh yeah, the spooky carnival place. Yeah. Like yeah, sure, okay.
We know real spooky. I mean, you've been to our place, so right? We're used to doing it, so we were a little bit like
it's lame, just like a promotional event thing that we got invited to. So we're going.
Well, you're going to that place.
I mean,
just make fun of it.
Yeah.
That was the plan. Like, we got invited. It's a bar cross promotion.
I think it's just tasteful.
Well, what really sucks is that,
Scarica? Yeah, she really sucks.
Who?
Exactly.
Well, what really sucks is that they didn't even, just so you know, Tony, the chat is now chanting, "Get the tattoo." Yes,
you are all horrible people.
Don't alienate your audience.
They be alienating me.
okay, I asked her if there's a bathroom somewhere.
Okay, why are you going to the bathroom?
To throw up.
Oh, okay. So, no, well, I mean, Willie's been the one who's kept that story alive here, and, you know, what really happened that night, and they didn't even ask, I don't think they even asked him to, like, come out, or, like, you know.
That's rude.
Well, and with the kind of money that Burgess has been spending on this place, he can cut Willie a check. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, they come in, they film a documentary or something. Like, mm-hmm. we do okay here, but, you know, I think that it would be nice if you know, we get a little money that maybe we can, you know, move to a bigger storefront or something or
Have
anything.
Have you, like, noticed anything weird about, like, Mr. Burgess lately?
Like, he even came to visit.
Really? Oh. You think he'd want to get, like, backstory for, like, opening the place.
Yeah, no, I think he's in town. Like, he came out here, I want to say last year, because he had just inherited the property, after I'm certain that all the legal entanglements and stuff from, you know, what happened with the island finally either ran out or broke down. I don't know. I'm like I want to be a paralegal someday. So, but really, so far the only education that I've had is I just watch a lot of Law and Order and like.
Right, is a favorite SVU.
It has to be. I mean, right. Like that's the reason it's still on, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
but the so he stopped into town, and I know he talked with. I know he talked with my grandpa and or with the captain. Like I think she just calls her the captain all the time. And I don't think that meeting went well because the captain was pretty angry for most of the rest of the day. And I think that after that we didn't really have any contact from him. Like I ran into him. I ran into him here a couple months ago, and he just completely ignored me. It's like he didn't even remember me at all.
Sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
Has the captain been against this carnival being opened at all, or?
Well, I don't know. I would, considering all the friends of his that died during the event and how. I remember a couple, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he got really upset because he was convinced that somebody had broken in to the island and like maybe filmed some stuff and got really real wound up about that. Like, because
who would do that?
Because he's like the only person who's been out to the island since the fire.
So he visits regularly.
Not as much as he used to. He's getting old.
Yeah.
So does he give tours?
Who would be so disrespectful like on his boat, like around the island. Film on such a tragic
such hallowed, you know,
yeah.
ground? That would be pretty terrible.
Talk I bet about you Sirica would. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much, Carla, for chatting with us. And we'll make sure to stop by again to speak to the captain.
Yeah, he should be in here in, you know, gosh, like an hour or like an hour and a half or so.
Yeah, we could go and do that other thing.
Brunch?
We can catch some like...
Orange whip?
I mean, it's plenty of time to put a little man on Nate's butt.
Are you going to try to talk to Sirica, or are you actually just going to go get brunch and then come back and talk to
Sirica?
We should
use our time to talk to Sirica.
I think Sirica.
Do you all want to see that? Do you all want to see us go to brunch?
I was really thinking about the banana smoothie pancakes.
What's y'all's gluten-free option?
Too real, bro. Too real.
Sorry, do you have something that's dairy-free, gluten-free, without peanuts? Because that's what I need.
All right, so the So you're going to go talk to Scarecrow?
Yeah. I'm definitely breaking out the video camera for this bit, though.
Okay.
Like, I put on... I'm surprised that you had it away so long.
I had the tape recorders going, but...
Yeah. Billy puts on the classic Scarecrow t-shirt and brings along a silver Sharpie.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out, let's see, where do we want you guys to meet Scarecrow? Well, like, where are you? Are you, you're just going to Tarzan's bungalow to maybe run?
Yeah.
I think you probably just run into her, at the, whatever the hotel, like, restaurant space is.
Slash bar. We're in Wisconsin.
All restaurants are bars here.
Yeah. That's
fair. Some of our nurseries are bars. Some of our bars are bars. Figure that out, America. So we get to
some of our parks are bars.
Yes, that is literally true.
Yeah.
Like our parks are dying, and then somebody figured out, wait,
beer
if
garden.
We have beer gardens, people will go to the bars and drink, even though or parks to drink, even though people already did that. But this way, they're paying the money to the county, and now the parks are fine.
Yeah.
I think you. Oh god, it's like the banana hut. Like it's like
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
The banana hammock.
The banana hammock.
The banana hammock. No. Did anyone tell them the no. And Scarica is there. And she has except she like I'm kind of imagining if you've ever seen the Ed Wood movie.
Yeah.
It's not Vampira, it's when they talk to the actress. Which she's not in full gear, so she's got like you know, big Audrey Hepburn sunglasses, and she's got like a mimosa like in front of her, and she's like got her tablet out and a couple of other of her devices, but she's just kind of
hungover.
Staring at it and looks a little hungover.
I walk over and go, "Hello,
can I help you?"
Hi, my name is Nate. How are you?
I'm very hungover. Do you want me to sign something, Nate?
Not at all. I'm not a fan.
But Billy was hoping for a signature. Sorry about him. He's little.
The term is a dick.
I do not give you permission to film me. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Thank you.
Didn't see anybody recording.
My... this is Billy.
Forrest! Billy Forrest! Hi!
Billy, I think it's very wonderful that your entire family is here to support you.
We're not related.
We're the Monsterminators.
You need to leave. You need to stop talking right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. That's great. So you're here to try and take some of my audience?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
I don't think we need your kind of audience.
You should need my kind of audience, judging by your numbers.
Sure. Anyhow.
You're making this so much worse.
Because you guys, well, you haven't even put up a video in, what, like 2 years?
Yeah, we're like out of the game for a
So bit. Why were you trying to film me?
Shut up. Shut up.
For posterity.
Shut up.
What?
I do everything for posterity. It's okay.
Can I, Sharpie.
Yes? What am I signing? Okay. Just so you know, if I touch your nipple, it's $50.
I'll just.
She will pay it gladly.
You know what? Yeah, that's fine. That's actually preferred.
I really should start charging for that, but... that's my attempt at a bit of a hangover humor.
It was really funny. It was really funny.
And she writes a bite here on the shirt and draws an arrow to where your nipple is and then says Scarica.
That was pretty classy.
I'm never taking this off. Okay, fine, I will. I'll wash it. Thank you!
Honestly, if you're going to take it off, don't try to flip it on eBay, because that's what really makes me sad is when I see people do stuff, get stuff signed, and then They try to undercut my prices for signed materials off of my website.
I would never
I would much prefer it if you never took it off and never washed it again. That's great. So what about the rest of you? Are you here to sign things? Or are you here just to yell at me? What's going on?
I was we actually wanted yelling. To talk to you about the carnival.
We saw that you were promoting it.
With that's why I'm here. And where's this place? Lake Dells?
It's
Wisconsin Dells.
Wisconsin Dells.
Lake Dells.
Okay.
Wisconsin
Dells. I should probably write that. Hold on a second.
No. Guess how much? Can you?
I don't want to mess that up.
Not you know. Promote it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're here.
There's just a little bit of controversy around this particular event, considering this was an actual tragic site, you know, that happened quite a while ago.
And they're not paying respects to the people that had tragedy happen to them, at them, near them.
Some of which are still living in the area. So it's one of those things where it's just a little bit of a...
Rude. Okay. Who do you represent? Are you representing these people?
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild?
The Lollipop Guild.
You guys are ruining my moment. Would really appreciate it if you would shut the
fuck up. Okay. I wanted to stare at her and have heart emojis swirling around her face, and you keep popping them.
I'm trying to get her to fall in love with me through my adorable awkwardness. Let it happen.
She can't promote it because she's too busy on a date with you.
How many chips do you want to flip for that one?
All of them. All of them, Rob.
Anyhow, we just think it's really rude, and we just thought that...
Okay, no. People just don't come up to you in a restaurant to say, oh, could you please do this thing without wanting something. What do you want?
We want you to cancel the event and close the place down.
And in exchange, what do I get?
They will never
you get to sleep well at night.
They will never film anything ever again.
That actually wouldn't be too
bad. We will post a video saying the Monsterminators support Scarica.
You ready to give me a stamina roll? You don't vomit while it flies hard?
I'll make them do it.
No.
What? Well, that's great for your 10 viewers, but ooh, for the other 549,351 of my viewers, I would still need content.
I find it very interesting that, like, you have that number memorized. Anyhow.
You're being an
52.
Asshole.
You don't have your... Well, I find it very interesting that you don't have your 10 viewers memorized, because it's a much smaller number to remember.
She roasted you so good.
I will say, you must be interested if you know how many viewers we have.
Oh, yes, it's called market research.
You can't go because, poison.
The poison for Cusco. The Cusco's poison.
Oh, no.
The poison that we're going to...
Okay.
Okay, look. I need to get back to work, idea. So unless you have something important to tell me, I would like for you to leave.
Okay, there are real ghosts, okay? There are real ghosts there, and they are going to murder everyone.
Sorry, my friend has been drinking.
Go ahead and give me a communications roll.
That was such... Why me?
I should have done that.
Well, that also feels... It feels like that's exactly what Clark would do, is like, I'm done trying to be...
I got a 17 on my 28.
Interesting. You know, if you flipped a chip, that would go from a low success to a high success.
I'm fine with a low success. Thank you.
It might be worth it.
Do you guys think it's worth it?
This might be a good one.
No.
They have three dark chips already.
And yeah. Rob is itching for more.
I know he's itching for more, but he'll have to flip chips to do the crazy stuff that he wants to do, which gives us more white chips back.
Those chips were burnt, and I prefer my chips only lightly crispy. So,
yeah. I can't guarantee these chips to do it. My share.
I'm
going to use
idea.
My pistol on Billy.
Listen, I have 110 on my shotgun. Don't you dare.
I'm pro flipping the chip for this one.
I agree.
Boop.
Flip the chip.
The chat is saying flip that chip. Flip that chip.
Oh, man.
Flip the chip. The chat, be careful, chat, because this will kill us, too.
I know!
They want to see that.
It's like, listen, I like you guys, but I'd like it even more if you were nerds.
It is our last episode, so...
If we go out in a blaze of glory, glorious death. And
they want to see the chaos.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like real no shit ghosts.
Yes, like no shit real ghosts.
That's why we stopped.
How about I, oh, I don't need to, do I? Never mind. Go ahead.
We stopped.
We tried to film there a couple of years ago, and it was really bad, and everything got wiped because of the electromagnetic interference or whatever, and now they're gonna kill everyone that goes to your park.
The people you see around us are ghost hunters. That's why we're here. We're trying to shut down the park. Because of real ghosts.
Real ghosts.
Well, that explains some things.
What things?
Like how creepy Corey's being?
I think he is... Well, if you say that these ghosts exist... I think he's possessed by one.
That's our running theory.
You don't think
Oh, you right? met him?
He doesn't have to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That's unfortunate.
Creepy.
Why do you say that is unfortunate?
What has he been doing that you've been noticing?
Going try and
He's constantly wet.
Yep.
He's been sticking his head into water.
Well, like, when we would have our business meetings, like, he would drink water, like, all the time. Like,
okay.
Like as soon as his glass was empty, he would, like there was even a moment where I saw it where at a, like, I think it was our third meeting.
Yeah.
He just took the entire carafe and started, like, beer bonging it. And it was weird, but. Look. I do what I do. Because. There is a darkness in this world. And people can't handle it if they knew. So, by talking about these videos, especially the ones that are really obviously faked, it means people can go to bed at night.
That's why we do what we do.
Did you guys just become best friends?
Hey, that's why she flipped that chip, kids. Yeah. It went from her being like, well, that's interesting, to, okay, fine, let's break down some walls here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to get...
It'll bite us in the ass later.
Yeah.
I'd rather tattoo it on
right
the
now.
You've at least got Scarica on your side here.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Yeah.
That's one plan almost being successful.
Yeah.
In the history of us playing.
So, unfortunately, I can't... Like, I don't have the power to shut this thing down.
Can you get us in there early to try and fix what's happening on the island?
That I can do.
Will you come with us?
Have you talked to Willie yet?
Who?
Captain Willie Marks.
He's the sole survivor from
the incident.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yes.
Do you want to come with us?
Sorry.
We figured you might have some insight we don't about what's currently happening in the park, and he might be able to relate some
well,
of
those. Well, I really can't get away today because the thing opens at midnight, so I've got a bunch of stuff that I got to get done to prep. I mean, I'll do what I can to kind of low-key slow it down, but
mm-hmm.
we've already, like, even if I went live on all my socials and told people not to come, they'd be like, oh, well, you know, she's just trying to amp up how scary it is, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you tell somebody not to do something on the internet, they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I can definitely get you guys VIP passes onto the island. I can probably tell Corey that you're, I don't know, like my entourage or my stage crew or something, so you can...
Can I be your makeup
artist? We can be stage crew.
Or something like that, like... Because that way... No, even better. Helen, that's the way you do these things. You're my location scouts. Okay. So that way we can go around the island now that the attractions are set up and ready to go. And
find the best staging areas for you, quote unquote.
To do live shots of, oh my god, this, you guys. And she's been talking in a very low, like, hungover thing. And when you're like, oh yeah, because then I can go. And she shifts into, like, into Scarecrow performance mode. And she's like, oh my god, everyone. This haunted mansion is just full of spiritual energy that's getting my nipples totally hard. Or something like that.
It's Edgar.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Do I have to... Later?
Yep.
Okay. He's a
weird personality actor and playwright out of New York.
Okay.
And speaks like that all the time. All
right.
Yeah. Edgar, really, if you're watching... Hey, buddy.
She could just really turn it on and off, huh?
Well, I mean, that's... Skerica is ultimately a character. And... It's fun. It's a good living. But, I mean, if you're telling me that there's real stuff out there, I've come across a couple of tapes and things that... It wasn't faked. There's no way that could be faked. And if you think that what's going to happen on the island is going to happen again, I'll help you as best as I can. But
thank you.
It's a little too late in the process to cancel everything, but if you guys can stop it, then you're the best shot of something good happening.
We're really good at ruining things. So I think we can do it.
That's fair. You did ruin my breakfast. And
that's true. And your drink. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Would you like another one?
No, it's all right.
We should go.
Do you see a lot of videos that are real? Here's our card in case you see any other ones.
She picks it up. She's like, I will definitely keep you in mind. All right.
Good
now,
job,
I've got to eat and I've got to get this hangover taken care of.
Here's my cell number too. When you need to get in touch with us for the
should
VIP
you need
stuff.
Us?
All right. Anyone else want to give me a card? Do you have a card that you want to give me?
Billy just walks up to her, grabs her hand, and says, "Enchanté."
And we cut. Actually, I think that is a good spot to cut for our second break. As they investigate the mysteries of Carn Evil Island.
Will Skirica actually be able to help the team get onto the island? Will Billy ever get over his stage fright? Find out next time as the Theater of the Mind Players present Chill.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because, do you get it? Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.